This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 11/22/2022. Patient's last name is Juarez, Juarez. First name is Julieta. Date of birth 7/7/2017. Patient is a 5-year-old female who presents with complaint of sore throat, cough, congestion for 3 days. She's accompanied by mother. Review of systems, HEENT, patient complain of nasal drainage, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, complain of sore throat with painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath, but complain of cough and congestion, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 44.2 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure 89/68, pulse is 98, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, nasal mucosa, erythematous and moist, oral mucosa, pink and moist with the exception of pharyngeal erythema with slight pustular lesions. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no more noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel times 4, active. No tenderness, no papillomavirus. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested positive for strep screen. Diagnosis, upper respiratory infection, strep pharyngitis, allergic rhinitis. Patient was given prescription for Amoxil 400 milligrams in 5 mils, 5 mils POBID times 10 days, quantity sufficient. Dextromethorphan syrup, cough syrup, 2.5 mils POTID PRN, quantity 4 ounces. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 days. Next patient, last name is Hernandez, first name is Litzy, L-I-T-Z-Y, date of birth is 11/15/2002, date of service is 11/22/2022, patient is a 20-year-old female who presents for follow-up regarding left buttock abscess. Patient denies any pain or any active drainage from the wound at this time. She presents for wound care and follow-up. Review of systems, HEENT, patient denies any nasal drainage, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, skin patient complain of abscess over the left buttock, no active drainage reported, musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling, physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 211.8 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure 120/81, pulse is 72, respiration 18, temperature 98.5, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4 active, no tenderness, no papillomavirus, extremities, facial muscles, all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness, neuropatient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry with the exception of left buttock abscess, which appears to be healing well. No active exudate noted. Sterile wound care performed over the left buttock, and wound, no packing inserted in the wound this visit. Patient already instructed on how to care for her wound from this time henceforth, and wound, 1 week follow-up given to patient. Diagnosis: left buttock abscess and wound care. Next patient, last name is Parker, first name is Ava, AVA. Date of birth is 2/7/2012. Date of service is 11/22/2022. Patient is a 10-year-old female, presents for follow-up regarding strep pharyngitis. Child appears to be better, and mother, accompanying mother, stated that child is feeling much better at this time. Review of system, HEENT. Patient denies any nasal drainage, denies any ear pain or ear discharge, no loss of hearing, denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath, complain of intermittent cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint stiffness or swelling. Review of physical exam. Generally, child appears well-groomed. She's alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Oh, weight is 99.8 pounds. O2 saturation 99%. Blood pressure 111 over 67. Pulse is 100. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible with regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4 active, no tenderness, no papillomavirus, extremities, facial muscles, all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuropatient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for strep screen. Patient to continue concurrent antibiotic regimen and to return to clinic as needed. Diagnosis: strep pharyngitis, allergic rhinitis, and cough, which is, are all currently resolving. Next patient, last name is Paige, first name is Jamira. Date of birth is 4/6/2017. Date of service is 11/22/2022. Patient is a 5-year-old female who presents for follow-up regarding regarding strep throat. Patient still complains of some sore throat and also cough. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, complain of sore throat with painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath but complain of cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, skin no report of any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears well-groomed, she's alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 43.2 pounds, O2 saturation 96%. blood pressure 95 over 60, pulse is 96, respiration 18, temperature 96.7, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, erythema, nasal mucosa, pink and moist, neck is, pharyngeal erythema still evident, no postural lesions noted, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial moves all extremities voluntarily, we know no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflex is equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient tested positive for strep screen, patient to continue current oral antibiotics and cough regimen, and to report to clinic in 1 week. Diagnosis, strep pharyngitis, cough, and viral syndrome. Next patient, last name is Michelle, M-I-S-H-E-H. First name is Larissa, L-A-R-I-S-A. Date of birth is 5/24/2019. Date of service is 11/22/2022. Patient is a 3-year-old female accompanied by mother, who presents for follow-up regarding left eye thigh. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, left upper eyelid swelling appears to be resolving and healing at this time. No report of any new lesions. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears well groomed. No distress noted. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 30.6 pounds, O2 saturation 96%, blood pressure 84 over 67, pulse is 107, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft. Bowel signs 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, facial moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, with the exception of the left eyelid lesion, which has no exudate, no tenderness noted, and lesion appears to be healing and subsiding. Reflex is equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient to continue current oral antibiotics. According to mother, child's prescription that was given the last visit was not filled by the pharmacy. A duplicate prescription will be given today for Zyrtec, 5 milligrams over 5 mL, 5 mL POQ day times 30 days, quantity sufficient. Dextromethorphan syrup, 2.5 mL POTID PRN, quantity 4 ounces. Diagnosis, left odolium and left eye pain. Follow visits as needed. Next patient, last name is Ramirez, first name is Everardo, Everardo, date of birth is 3/12/1970, date of service is 11/22/2022, patient is a 52-year-old male who presents for surgical clearance. Apparently, patient has been treated for abdominal hernia, and is preparing for surgical procedure for that diagnosis. He denies any other acute symptoms. If your systems HEENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath, no cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal complaint of slight periumbilical pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea reported. Skin, patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally, patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 191.6 pounds. O2 saturation 97%. Blood pressure 132 over 90. Pulse is 71. Respiration 18. Temperature 98%. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLAEOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, or erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2 audible, with regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs care bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, periumbilical tenderness noted with evidence of hernia, umbilical hernia, which is reducible with supine position, no palpable mass is noted. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, no joint stiffness noted. Neuro, patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had EKG, which was within normal limits. Lab, required labs were done, drawn with pending results. Chest X-ray also noted with clear, with no abnormalities noted. All reports testings will be forwarded to the requesting physician. Patient to follow up with his physician, his surgeon, for further instructions. Diagnosis, surgical clearance, and umbilical hernia. Next patient, last name is Alas, A-L-A-S. First name is Giselle, G-I-S-E-L-L-E. Date of birth is 12-4-2018. Patient is a 3-year-old female who presents with complaint of, according to mother, complaint of cough, fever, and running nose for 3 days. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, according to mother, there was a complaining of running nose, and no loss of hearing, no ear pain, no ear discharge reported, complaint of sore throat with no painful swallowing, eyes no report of any blurred vision or eye pain, cardiac no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, according to mother, child has been coughing, congested with no shortness of breath, GI no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, skin no report of any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears well groomed with no acute distress noted. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 39.2 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 101 over 61. Pulse is 116. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Physical exam, HEENT. PERLAEOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, erythema, nasal mucosa, erythematous, and moist with active clear mucus exudate. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2 audible with regular rate and rhythm. No murmur noted. Lungs few crackles and expiratory wheezes noted over upper lung fields bilaterally. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes four active, no tenderness, no papillomavirus. Extremities, facial moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times three, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested positive for strep screen and negative for flu A and B. Prescription was given for amoxil, 250 milligrams in 5 mils, 5 mils POBID times 10 days, quantity sufficient. Zyrtec syrup, 5 milligrams in 5 mils, 5 mils POQD times 30 days, quantity sufficient. Diagnosis upper respiratory infection, allergic rhinitis, and strep pharyngitis. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 days. Thank you.